Hello, listeners. We're joined today by Jane Craig in Year 9 and our Program Leader of Library and Information Services, Dr. Helen Weston. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Byrne.
We're here today to ask you about your reading habits, Jane. So tell me, what do you enjoy about reading?
I love that reading can take you anywhere in the world while sitting in a bedroom or in a school classroom. And, like, the characters that I meet and the friends that I have in my books.
Fantastic. And this is always a very hard question for a prolific reader. I know I struggle with this question. What is your favourite novel?
I have three.
Three? Oh, you're prepared, yes?
The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, which is a historical fiction / romance. Then Daisy Jones and the Six, which is like a 70s rock band. And then Something Wilder by Christina Loren, which is a romance and a treasure hunt. And I just adore these three books.
Fantastic. Can you tell us what happens for you, Jane, when you read?
I'm transported wherever the book is, and I'm like in the world with the characters, and my surroundings don't matter. I could be in a classroom with people yelling and I'm still just absorbed in my book. Or yeah.
Fantastic. And when do you read?
Whenever I get a chance, often before bed, and then if I get to a class early, I'll pull out my book.
Great. And do you review books ever?
Yes, I have a little book at home with, like, I have some questions after I finish a book, and that's just to keep track what they're about, and so I know how many I've read.
That's such a good idea, because I know I'm in a book club and people say, you know, recommendation for a book, and I can never remember whether it was good or so. That's such a great idea. So you have a notebook.
Yes. And you can get them online as well with like questions that are set out for you.
Oh, fantastic. We'll plug you in here, Dr. Weston. Do students have an opportunity to review all the wonderful books we have in the library?
Well, yes, they do, actually. And I was just really enjoying listening to Jane's, like, how careful she is and thoughtful she is with her reviewing. But we've got a pretty simple process, actually. And we all know how helpful it is to have recommendations from your peers. So on our library catalogue, and Jane, listen in, because we could really do with some of your great input here. On the left-hand side, when you just open up the main page of the library catalogue and you are looking for a book and you type in your, you know, the title that you're looking for, an author that you'd like or the subject that you'd like, when you click on that and the book appears, on the left-hand side, there's a little review icon and a set of 5 stars. So you can click however many stars you'd like to give that book, and you can click the review icon and type, it's a tiny little text box, this book was great, it would suit Year 7 readers. This book is a great, it's a funny book, it's a comedy, any a simple thing. But it just lets your peers know if it's readable or not. So you might have some work to do, Jane.
Yeah.
Transfer all those ideas from your book onto our library website. We'd really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And is there also a spot in the library? I've hit these great 3 books that Jane has mentioned. Yeah. Do we have those? We may not. We won't test you on that. But is there a place in the library where you can give, you know, suggestions if you want to purchase a book?
We do, Mrs. Spitt. I'm so pleased you asked that question, because we are a patron-driven collection development service. And all that really means is the librarians don't sit there and dream up what books we think the students and staff would like to read. This year we've been asking students and staff to write down in our beautiful pink book on the front desk with a beautiful magical fluffy pen their recommendations. And seriously, if you recommend a book, we will buy it. It's as simple as that.
Fantastic. What a way to finish a Friday.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you for joining, Dr. Weston, and thank you very much, Jane.
Thank you.